this episode, we're going to talk about how little money you actually do have to spend to get in front of the right people and to have a successful business.
Yep. After 14 years, we've heard, well, I can't afford that. You can't afford not. Is it you cannot afford not to do this?
Right.
To advertise, to invest in your business.
Well, let me ask you this. So would you take, so you got two options, right? Mm-hmm. Or I guess three. Option number one, keep working your business 70 to 80 hours a week, mm-hmm. like a business owner, scrambling. Like you're getting business, but you don't really know.
You don't know where it's coming from. You don't, you can't understand it.
And like, it's fine. Like you're making the amount of money and you're running your own business. That's cool. Right. But you're working a lot of hours. Mm-hmm. Option number two, you hire a marketing agency and
I know a good one.
And you allow that marketing agency to get in front of the right people, mm-hmm. the correct people, mm-hmm. which will bring you even more business. And you hire a couple people to do the work, like the work that you don't want to do. Mm-hmm. And then now you're working 30 to 40 hours a week.
Much better.
On the stuff that matters, like building the business, not being in the business, working on the business.
Right.
And then you just continue to grow and you can hire more people and then you can let go of more things. Or your third option, quit.
Oh, yeah, that happens. Usually people jump from one to three.
Unfortunately,
that's the way it happens. But there has never been a better time to start inquiring about marketing. And here's why. You can be 100% in control of the budget. What we tell our clients is as long as your expectations are in line with that investment, it's going to be okay. You know, we're going to help you out because we know if you can see a little growth, you're going to get, more confident, and then you're going to want to invest a little bit more, and then you're going to be begging us to take more because you want to reach more people. And that's what it comes down to. Today, you're investing in, okay, how many people do I need to reach? Where are they? How much competition is there?
Yeah.
And those are really the underlying things that you have to take into consideration when someone says, hey, you need to spend X amount of dollars to reach your target market, because that's what we're being told by the analytics, the insight. It's all written down now.
Yeah.
There's no spitballing, really.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because I think a lot of people they think of scaling mm-hmm. as like, hey, I need to have this massive business. But you can also think of scaling as like, I need to let go of more things in my business so that my business can grow.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not letting go of the marketing or maybe hiring another person to do the work that you shouldn't be doing as a business owner, then you're never going to scale to the point to where you actually have real freedom.
Right. And so many, even large companies, we've seen individuals and medium size and large companies say, oh, well, we've hired somebody for that. Great. You've probably hired a graphic designer. You may have hired a videographer or someone who can come in and make really good content, someone who really knows social media inside and out. But are they reading the Google white pages every day? Are they really in tune with how to promote your business digitally? Do they know how to set up geofences? Do they know how to go get your client in whatever household income, in whatever neighborhood? It is that finite now. And unfortunately, so many times people hire people, expect them to pull off a miracle, a Hail Mary, and you're really doing yourself a disservice because you gotta have all facets of marketing for it to work well. I mean, we work with businesses that have people internally.
Oh, yeah.
And we just come in and we enhance that marketing. We optimize that marketing, mm-hmm. So we ensure that it works. And then that way you haven't lost money because you hired somebody to make really pretty pictures, but they didn't go anywhere.
Yeah. And let's just say, for example, you did hire a person and mm-hmm. they're phenomenal at everything.
Everything.
They're phenomenal at every single thing.
Clean a mean toilet.
Google white pages, video editing, all of it. Maybe they're just one of the best in the world. Well, guess what? They're only going to give you 40 hours a week.
That is right.
And within those 40 hours, you're going to probably have meetings with them.
Yes.
And so now you've cut down, let's just say, to like 30 something hours where they can actually do the work that they could do.
And now you're paying benefits and lot more.
You're paying benefits, but then you got to also think about all the other little extra things that they got to do and all of the other people they have to talk to throughout the week. So really, realistically, they're probably doing less than 20 hours of that creative work that you hired them to do.
Good point.
And so why wouldn't you partner with a team that has 10 plus people that can do all those things?
And that's all they do is work for you all day long. They don't talk to anybody. They have no friends. They just sit there and they produce and place, and then they monitor it and they look at the analytics.
We are not robots, Angie.
No. No, but there are enough of us that, you know, we can take some of those breaks that he's talking about. We can get together in a social setting, because we do have multiple crews working on multiple things at any given time of the day.
Oh, it's every day.
Yeah. Every day.
Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to keep up with all of it.
Right, right. So we do want you to think about this. So here's the way that it happens normally. So we're going to go back and forth on what it is that you want to spend. Although scientifically, we're sharing with you right off the bat how much you really need to spend to make all your dreams come true. Everything that you've told us that you want, right? Yeah. We go plug that in and we're like, okay, here's what you really need to spend if you want to reach all these people you say you want to reach.
Right.
Right? Okay. So now you've decided on how much money you want to spend. So we come back, we get to work for you, we create the content, we put it out there. And here's the big part of it. We put it out there, but we do watch it and we monitor it. And every month we send you a report like, here's how many people clicked on your website. Here's how many people called your store. Here's how many people purchased online. And we make sure that you're seeing that, because we don't want to be duped by Google,
right?
You know, or Meta. So all of those things are just so important, because then you get the all important what? ROI.
Yep.
The return on that initial investment. And that's what it's all about. You know, back in the day, it was hard for the little guys to compete with the big guys, because the big guys had the budget and they would just throw it everywhere and all over every news station. And that was very, very expensive.
Yeah.
And they'd lock you into long-term contracts. Gone are those days.
Yeah.
You're in total control of your marketing, the results, who we want to reach. And if it ain't working, we change it. You know, we don't stay locked into something that's not working.
Yeah, it's crazy, especially when it comes to like Facebook ads right now. You can spend what, as little as 10 to 20 bucks a day.
Oh yeah, that's a pretty big budget actually.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Like reach a ton of people.
Right. And be careful just letting Facebook and people like that do it for you, because there's such a larger picture there where they may be putting you up against a company in Burbank, which you don't want to do that. You know, if there's some comparable key terms and stuff in there, you want to make sure you are so targeted down to zip codes, households, what street, you know, what you're in, if you have children, if you don't have children. Anything, pets, you know, that's what's so cool. A lot of times we'll ask business owners, well, who do you want? You know, and everybody's like, well, I want everybody.
Right.
Okay. Well, tell me what your customer over the last 10 years looked like.
Right.
Tell me,
what's your customer avatar?
Avatar. That's very good. Yes. And then, so we go get those people. And then when you feel like, hey, I'm ready to expand my line, I now want to cater to a younger audience, well, guess what? Just a little bit of tweaking there and we can hit that demo as well. So without you wasting money in the initial phase of your business when you weren't ready to grow into that facet.
Well, that and time, because if you're just kind of throwing things at the wall on Facebook ads, you're going to get walls.
Right. And be very, very careful with AI. I'm already reading the what is it called? Clapback, or the where people, it's just, it bit them in the rear end.
Yeah. Yeah. There's, I mean, AI is not fully trustworthy at the moment. Mm-mm. I don't know if it ever will be, to be honest.
Can you really trust it?
There are some cool things you can do with it, but that's about it right now.
Yeah. And maybe you just hit on something. There are some really cool things you can do. Like you can make some cool things and you can see some cool things out there.
Yeah.
But are those cool things translating into business for you?
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, it's like, are the things that you're actually doing with AI even, is it mattering? Is it is it pushing things over the edge for you? Is it creating more customers?
Yeah.
I mean, those are good questions.
Even if you have a million views, it's like, okay, how many of the million came to your store?
Right.
How many of the million bought your product?
Yeah.
You know, that's something to ask yourself.
Yeah. And it's under 1%.
Yeah.
It's not good.
No, it's not good. So look, we're here to help you. So this is Market Abilities. We do have the ability to market impactfully and we're very results driven. So we ask that you find us at Growing Media Marketing. It's very rare that we do a podcast on what we do.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit.
So I think it's good to, number one, look internally and take a look at your website. If you haven't rebuilt that in a while, you probably need to make some updates there, because Google gets tired of showing people stale content. They're not going to do it. There's just too much there's too much competition out there now.
Yeah, there's too many new things coming out.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you want to have that really good website or representation of yourself. We're not always going to say you need a website, but you usually need one for validity. When people start doing a deep dive on you to decide if they want to do business with you, they look for that website, and then they go to your social channels and when's the last time they posted and what does it look like? And, you know, the other thing is, remember those guerrilla marketing efforts too. How connected to community are you? Do you give back? You know, have they seen you involved in events?
Yeah. Well, and then a big thing that, I mean, even if you're a type of business where you're dependent on, like, you know, people are traveling and everything like that. I mean, me and my wife, we always look at the reviews. We always look at their social media channels every single time. And if it doesn't look good, we're not going.
No.
And it might, you guys might be insanely good, but
no matter how large the billboard on the side of the interstate, if you've got yuck reviews, like, nah, we're skipping that exit.
The only one that's ever convinced me without reviews is Buc-ee's, so.
Buc-ee's. That Buc-ee's. Yeah. But they have great reviews.
Yeah.
In part because they pay their people like insanely.
Yeah.
That's a good business model.
Beef jerky's really good though.
The beef jerky is amazing, and the stupid brisket, man.
Yeah.
Gosh.
It's really annoying how great they are.
Oh man.
That's as a business, you need to be so annoyingly good. As Buc-ee's.
The Buc-ee model.
With the billboards and everything. Dude,
the $1.29 gas. Dude.
Wait, what are you talking about? I've never had that before.
If you buy, okay, I was down in Alabama where gas prices are already fairly cheap. Down in Alabama, agreed to do their maxed out car wash. That's insane. It's like a laser light show where Buc-ee's head comes down like over your windshield.
I've never seen this. Crazy.
So I bought that and it reduced my gas price to $1.29, but they capped me at like, I don't know, 15 gallons, 20 gallons, something like that. And I was like, man, I just stood there and I reminisced because I remember back in the day paying 89 cents to fill up my car to go to a gallon to fill up my car to go to college.
That's crazy.
Not too far off
and
that.
And now it's like $5.
It's so ridiculous. Yeah. You got to mortgage the house and all that stuff to just pay for your gas.
But you got to mortgage the gas bill.
You do. You can take out a loan. Take out a loan. Yeah. Buc-ee's. Hey, good job, man. You know, we'd like to shout out to your business as well. So if you have something you want to talk to us about or you want to come on the show, we'll just put you right up there.
Send us a lifetime supply of beef jerky.
Are you appealing to Buc-ee's right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Buc-ee's. I have seen interviews with the owner. He's pretty cool.
Let's get him on.
Yeah, I think we should. Okay. We just made a, what is that?
That's a goal.
That's a goal. Yeah. Hashtag goals. I like that. Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll get it done by next week. Okay. All right. Thanks so much, guys. See ya. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.
Bye.